This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's labor market has added more than 50,000 jobs this year, and it may keep growing, CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
Inflation is high, and the economy is slowing, but the labor market remains strong. That's according to Eric Olson, the district president of Robert Half Talent Solutions in Colorado.
Well, I think for the most part, if people want a job, there's one for them.
For every unemployed person in Colorado, there are two job openings. Olson says his company has seen hiring go up as businesses face more competition for talent.
We might have a profit recession. Companies aren't making as much money, but we certainly do not have a jobs recession.
I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
New state numbers show drug overdose deaths in Colorado are still rising. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
More than 1,800 Coloradans died from drug overdoses in 2021. That's about 400 more deaths than in 2020. Most of those deaths were related to methamphetamine or other psychostimulants, according to state public health data. Over two-thirds of those who died were single white men between the ages of 25 and 44. It wasn't the biggest contributor, but state officials say the uptick in overdose deaths has also been fueled by fentanyl, a synthetic opioid often mixed into other drugs. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
The rest of this day could see elevated ozone along the Front Range. People with asthma or other lung conditions are advised to limit their outdoor activity. The worst air quality is expected from Douglas County through Metro Denver and into Larimer and Weld counties. That ozone warning comes with higher temperatures today. Along the Front Range, it's in the 90s, Littleton 93 degrees, Fort Collins 92. Temperatures for that part of Colorado about the same tomorrow. It could be getting even hotter on Wednesday across other parts of the state. In western Colorado, Grand Junction 96 this afternoon, and it could be a little warmer tomorrow. Mountain highs in the 70s, close to 80 today, and staying sunny all across Colorado for at least another day. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.